connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Safe Retirement Solutions is sponsored by Rod Barrowy and the Retirement Planning Center. Rod Barrowy and Safe Retirement Solutions expressly disclaims any warranty, representation, or inference that any offerings, product, or service promoted on materials reviewed by advisors are suitable for any consumer. Although advisors make reasonable efforts to evaluate materials as requested, the result of such evaluations is an opinion only. Advisors cannot guarantee that such reviewed materials are in compliance with all producers' legal and compliance obligations. In light of the aforementioned, producer hereby agrees to release and waive all claims against advisors and to hold advisors harmless for any and all cost, fines, damages, liabilities, or any claim of any type incurred by producer in relation to the materials, including but not limited to civil liability or damages or regulatory investigation, sanctions, or fines. This is Safe Retirement Solutions with your host, Rod Barrowy, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, how do you like that intro there? That's Rod Stewart and the Faces. Back in the day. How many times have... Oh, by the way, this is Safe Retirement Solutions Radio. I am Rod Barrowy, and today we're extremely fortunate because I am being joined by my beautiful wife of 43 years, Tony.
And that would be me.
And how many times have you seen Rod Stewart?
I don't know.
A lot?
Many, many. Yes.
Ten,
and looking forward to one more time coming up.
We're going to see him in March at the amphitheater in St. Augustine.
Absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, the amphitheater in St. Augustine, Florida was rated the number two.
In the country.
Amphitheater in the country.
Next to Red Rock only.
After Red Rock.
In Denver.
Wow. Yeah. Incredible. It really is. It's a great town. It's a beautiful amphitheater. And anyway, we got a really good show for you guys today. Again, I'm very grateful to have my beautiful wife here to help us out. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. And God bless all American patriots and all of our listeners here on WCBM. Got a lot of retirement stuff to talk about today, don't we, Tony?
Absolutely.
Well, do you want a retirement plan that can stand up to the toughest challenges, even including inflation? If so, you're going to want to stay tuned to the entire show for the next hour, exclusively here on WCBM. If rising prices, gas prices have been coming down. And
up and down.
Well, overall they're settling
down.
But,
yeah.
You know, inflation is going to affect a lot more than just the price of gasoline or the price of groceries, groceries have also been coming down a little bit. We got over that Joe Biden inflation, or we're getting over the Joe Biden inflation. But exclusively here on WCBM, we got a great show. Since 1980, inflation has averaged over 3% every year. And it doesn't take long for that to cut your spending power in half in retirement. So on today's show, we're going to guide you through how to safely inflate your, protect yourself from inflation, and some steps that you can take to protect your retirement funds against inflation. So you want to grab a pen and listen to the tips that we're going to offer. It can make a big difference.
That's absolutely right, Rod. So at Safe Retirement Solutions, this is one of the most common questions that we get. How can I make sure I don't outlive my money if prices keep rising and rising? So Fidelity's latest research show says there isn't a magic bullet, but there are proven ways to help you stay ahead without drastic changes or panic moves. We'll cover what to own, what pitfalls to avoid, and the simple, sometimes surprising, habits that can help you buffer your portfolio.
Yeah, got a lot to talk about today.
Against inflation.
And if you want to protect your retirement plans from inflation, all you have to do is give us a holler. You can schedule either an in-office visit with us at Safe Retirement Solutions or schedule a Zoom. Just give us a call at 410-266-1120. And, you know, so many listeners tell me, you know, I've been meaning to call you for years. Well, don't wait. Sometimes a single tip can help protect decades of hard work. If you're worried about inflation, you're worried about taxes down the road in the retirement, stay tuned ahead for the curve that we're going to go over. Give us a call again, the number 410-266-1120, or also check us out at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. And you can get an actionable plan with some ideas to defend your wealth, make your money last in retirement. And again, visit with us or have a Zoom meeting. Again, the phone number 410-266-1120.
So before we dive in, let's start with a health tip, because you need your health to enjoy your wealth.
Absolutely.
Staying active has its benefits that compound just like your investments.
Right. You know, according to a recent article at the CDC, highly recommends that you have some regular physical activity, keep your heart and your brain healthy, improve everyday mobility, and even boost your mood. Sounds like a good idea. It doesn't have to be, it doesn't mean you have to run marathons. God, my niece has her boyfriend, he runs 100-mile marathons.
In the mountains.
In the mountains.
In the mountains.
Yeah, that's right. Up and down. Tim goes up
in
and
North
down
Carolina.
The mountain.
North Carolina. Yeah.
Can you, 100 miles. I mean, that's crazy. But you don't have to run marathons in order to keep yourself healthy. Walking, swimming, yoga, tending a garden. These can all add up and do the trick. When you feel strong and energetic, well, you're in a better mindset to make smart choices with your wealth.
And some of the benefits of physical activity for brain health happen right after a session of moderate or vigorous physical activity. And the benefits include improved thinking or cognition, reduced short-term feelings and anxiety for adults.
Well, we can all use some work on that. Well, we got to take a break already. Stay tuned to Safe Retirement Solutions Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys,
Rod Barowi
and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Safe Retirement Solutions with Rod Barowi on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, welcome back to Safe Retirement Solutions Radio. That's Blondie. Back in the day. Back in the day. Debbie Harry. Hey, if there was a way to guarantee that you would never lose money ever again, even if you didn't do anything, wouldn't you want to know how that could be accomplished? And what if, because you didn't lose any money, you could access that money that you didn't lose every time something bad happened, after it happened? So you would take advantage of that occurrence rather than being hurt by it? Wouldn't that be an amazing retirement strategy? When would you want to employ that strategy, before or after the next stock market downturn? All important questions. Well, you know what? I got a good surprise for you. What if you could do all of the above things with reduced or completely eliminated income tax liability? Would that be a spectacular strategy? All you got to do is give us a call at Safe Retirement Solutions. The number again, 410-266-1120.
So are you worried about inflation or taxes?
I think a lot of people are, yeah.
Oh, constantly. Stay ahead of the curve. Call us at 410-266-1120 or go to the web at saferetirementsolutions.com, where you'll get actionable ideas to defend your wealth and make money last. You can schedule a visit in person or on a Zoom meeting. Just call us at 410-266-1120.
266-1120. Hey, you know what? We were talking before the break about a health tip, and this is incredible, but because of all these GLP-1 drugs that RFK Jr. And the health department have estimated that Americans will lose, get this, by the end of next year, 125 million pounds.
That is
That's a lot of weight. Well, you know, but there are other ways you can lose weight. You know, promoting physical activity for weight management, just by getting active and maintaining a healthy weight, it's a great idea. You can also get some of these other good ideas by going to the CDC website, Center for Disease Control, CDC.gov.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to talk about inflation.
Okay, good idea. We get back on track.
Yeah, it's often called a silent thief because it chips away at your purchasing power over time, sometimes faster than you can even realize. So for retirees, the challenge isn't just surviving it, but staying comfortable and confident in your lifestyle as these prices rise and rise.
Well, it's going to be a fact of life. Inflation is going to be here, and especially if you're retiring in your 60s and you might have 20 or 30 years of retirement, you got to plan for it. Today, we're sharing some practical ways to help protect your portfolio from inflation's sting. Based on professional insights and a great article that we've got came across by Fidelity. We'll cover why some asset classes have historically been inflation fighters, why cash isn't always king, how taxes and estate planning can make or break your future, and more. So don't let inflation erode your hard-earned retirement. Give us a call, Safe Retirement Solutions, again, the number 410-266-1120, and schedule that visit either in person, in the office, or a Zoom visit.
So if you've just joined us, we're giving you tools to help defend your retirement from the rising cost of inflation. So let's jump right into strategy number one, Rod.
Okay, number one, build a robust, diversified portfolio with assets that have worked as inflation fighters in the past. Fidelity points out that a well-balanced mix of stocks and bonds offer a core buffer. But during high inflation, you might want to consider specific diversifiers like commodities or international stocks, which have historically helped add a layer of protection.
Exactly. And don't overlook the bond market. High-yield bonds or even short-term bonds can sometimes help during inflationary periods, since the former may offer higher rates and the latter may be less sensitive to rising rates. Managed properly, they're a risk-managed alternative to leaving everything in cash. And this brings us to our They Say segment. They say, if inflation is bad, shift everything into cash. Is it safer?
Well, it's absolutely really one of the most dangerous myths out there. Fidelity's research warns that cash can feel safe on the surface, but inflation erodes it even quicker. Erodes cash's value every year. Worse, stepping out of the market to wait out inflation often means missing the market's best recovery days that can cost you big over time. In fact, missing even a handful of the best days over a few decades can slash your long-term returns, get this, by more than a third.
So the bottom line is stay invested and diversified. With some exposure to stocks, bonds, and select inflation hedges can be wiser than hiding out in cash. Not sure how your portfolio stacks up? Our on-track review can help. Just give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call for your on-track retirement review.
So are we ready for strategy number two? Take a closer look at your budget.
That's a big deal. As prices rise, your discretionary spending is where you're going to have the most flexibility. It suggested that you prioritize essential expenses first, and when costs go up, adjust non-essentials, and then it's about, no, it's not about deprivation. It's about budgeting. It's about knowing which of your retirement accounts, the levers that you want to pull to keep your overall plan on a solid track. That's what your advisor's there to help you with.
Absolutely. And again, are you worried about inflation or taxes? Stay ahead of the curve. Just give us a call at 410-266-1120 or at SafeRetirementSolutions.com on the web, where you'll get actionable ideas to defend your wealth and make your money last. You can schedule an office visit in person or a Zoom meeting. Just give us a call, 410-266-1120.
And time for our strategy number three. Don't forget to manage your emergency savings. It's highly recommended that you keep enough cash on hand to cover 3 to 6 months of essential expenses. But here's the twist. You may need more than you used to because everyday costs are going up. Every year or so, update your savings plans. Target to reflect today's reality and not look at past decades.
And that's great advice, Rod. And that brings us to our next strategy, number four. Reevaluate your exposure to cash. While a buffer is important for emergencies, any cash above your target can be put to better use in diversified investments. Remember, cash beyond your emergency stash is nearly guaranteed to shrink in value during high times of inflation.
And of course, it always will because cash is cash.
Cash is cash.
You need cash. You need a budget. Next strategy, talking about taxes. Something many people overlook when they're thinking about inflation, but rising prices can push your assets and your income up. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Possibly triggering higher taxes or even exposing you to possible estate taxes. If your home has jumped up a lot in value. So Fidelity recommends regular check-ins with your advisors to address your legacy planning, your legacy exposure, and consider tax loss harvesting or strategic gifting. Not a bad idea. If you got a lot of money, give it away to your friends and family.
Always.
To help keep more of your wealth working for you and your heirs.
And don't forget tax-efficient asset allocations. Keeping those less tax-efficient investments like taxable bonds, IRAs, or other tax-deferred accounts, while stocks with growth potential may belong in brokerage accounts, it can further reduce your tax drag.
And finally, maintain discipline and seek guidance when you need it. You know, a lot of people don't like to seek out help, but it's always a good idea to seek some guidance. Market turbulence and rising costs can cloud your judgment. Having a trusted financial advisor and a plan you believe in helps keep you from making some rash decisions, whether that's going to be too conservative or going to be too aggressive. Always seek out some good advice.
So let's recap the six ways to help protect against inflation. Add inflation-fighting diversities to your portfolio in commodities, international stocks, high yield, or short-term bonds. Number two, review and adapt your spending, especially the discretionary parts. And
right-size your emergency savings. You know what, though? We got another break, Tony.
Already?
So, but stay tuned to Safe Retirement Solutions Radio. I'm Rod Barowie here with my beautiful wife, Tony, today. So we'll be right back.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. You know, safe retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years. That's why I suggest you call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod Barowie personally at Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Well, it's all right. Facts and forgets. Well, it's all right. I'm Toby Chad Fashions and Justice Guests.
Now, back to Safe Retirement Solutions with Rod Barowie on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rolling Stones, Jumpin' Jack Flash. What was the name of that album that was on. It was the octagonal. I had that album.
Our son probably has it now.
But yeah, my son Brett, he took almost all my albums. But it was a God. We were in high school when that came out, and great song, by the way. But it was like an octagonal album. It was like cut out, and God, what was that?
Was it Looking Through the Past Darkly?
I don't know, but I can certainly remember what I was doing when that song came.
Yeah,
well, we were in high school.
Yeah.
Good oldie but a goodie. Rolling Stones, we saw them a couple years ago. Our daughter, Brooke Ashley, treated us. By the way, guys, I'm Rod Barowie with my wife, Toni Barowie, here. And we're reminiscing about, we like to go to concerts. And we saw the Rolling Stones a couple years ago. My daughter treated us.
Yeah.
It was like 6 months after Mick Jagger had that bypass heart surgery.
And he was still rocking and rolling.
He was jumping up and down on stage like he was 18 years old. We're talking about planning for retirement. And we're going to talk about some strategies to help protect your retirement account from inflation.
Yeah, so we are back with emergency savings for higher costs, avoiding allocating to cash, and staying on top of potential tax and estate issues caused by rising asset values. And that brings us to number six. You have to stick with your plan, and you have to stay with your professional team because it's so tempting to react emotionally. So if you're ready to see how these strategies fit your unique retirement picture, schedule your complimentary on-track retirement review. Let's stress test your plan so you have confidence no matter where inflation goes next.
It's going up.
Well, we know that. Reach out to us at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com and schedule your in-person office visit or Zoom meeting.
Yeah, and if you're just joining this, this is Safe Retirement Solutions Radio. Again, I'm Rod Barowie, and I'm here. I'm lucky to have my beautiful wife, Toni, my beautiful wife of 43 years, boy, as my co-host today. So we got a great special show today. Because we got a special treat because Toni's with us. Let me ask you something. What if there was a way that you could guarantee that you could never lose any money ever again, even in the worst market downturn? And even if you didn't do anything, wouldn't you want to know how that could be accomplished? And get this. What if because you didn't lose any money, you could access the money that you didn't lose every time something bad happened, even after it happened, so that you could take advantage of any bad occurrence that might otherwise hurt you? Wouldn't that be an amazing strategy? When would you want to employ that kind of a strategy? Would you want to do that before or after the next market downturn? And I know we're at record highs, but we were at record highs when the dot-com bubble burst. So anyway, you're listening to Safe Retirement Solutions Radio. And, let's see, Toni, let's talk a little bit more about in protecting our retirement accounts from inflation.
Yeah. So consider this. For 40 years or so, you trained your brain to save money for retirement. You were disciplined. You were focused. You built a nice nest egg. But now you're retired, and it's time to spend. And you're finding it surprisingly hard. You feel guilty. You feel anxious.
Well, you know what? Get a plan.
Have a plan.
A plan is a plan. You know, you may feel afraid to touch the money that you've worked so hard to save for in retirement. And if that sounds familiar, you know, you're not alone. Today, we're talking about the retirement spending dilemma and how to enjoy your wealth without running out of money. This is a very important conversation. You don't want to miss out on it. So you're only going to hear it right here on Safe Retirement Solutions Radio.
And, you know, it's a real psychological hurdle. We see it all the time at Safe Retirement Solutions. Clients are financially secure on paper, but they're still afraid to book the trip or buy the car or enjoy your retirement.
Yeah, it's a common phenomenon. The fear of spending in retirement, the fear of running out of money. After a lifetime of watching your account balance go up and up, it can be kind of scary to see it start going down.
Heck yeah.
But that's what retirement is. It's spending down some of that money. But you need a plan to do that. And that's exactly what you're supposed to do, spend some of that money down while still growing it on the back end. Today, we're going to give you some strategies to help you flip the switch from a saver mindset to a spender mindset and do it confidently and securely. Now, maybe it's time to ask for some advice that is personalized just for you. If you have any questions about your own personal retirement spending plan, you can always reach out to SafeRetirementSolutions.com. We hear it all the time from listeners. You know, I've been meaning to call you for years. Don't wait. All it takes is a little phone call. Set up a meeting, either in person in the office or a Zoom meeting. So what's stopping you? You could be minutes away from the mind, a peace of mind that you've always been looking for in retirement. Just call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120 and schedule that in-person office visit or that Zoom meeting.
And, you know, the hardest part about spending in retirement is the lack of a regular paycheck. So create one. This is your first strategy. Work with your advisor to set up an automated recurring transfer from your investment accounts into your checking account every month or every 2 weeks. This becomes your retirement paycheck. Mentally, this is a game changer. It separates your spending money from your investment money. So you're no longer raiding your nest egg for every purchase. You're simply spending your regular planned income.
Absolutely, Tony. Have an income plan, a retirement income plan to give you that paycheck each and every month. Money can be directly deposited in your checking account, and it'll be just like replacing your paycheck. That's a very good point, Tony. It leads perfectly to our next strategy for confident spending. Get clear on where your money is going. Create some lists, a needs list about your non-negotiable your living expenses like housing, food, utilities, health care. Your wants list are the things that help make your life enjoyable. Travel, hobbies, dining out, and then your wish list. Your wish list are your big ticket items or your legacy goals. Maybe buying a second home, a vacation home. Helping to fund your grandchildren's education. Setting up a fund for them when they're ready to go out on their own. The goal is to first build a plan that helps you secure your needs with reliable income sources that'll always be there.
And once those needs are covered, it frees you up mentally to plan and spend for your wants and your wishes without feeling like you're compromising your basic security.
You know, a lot of spending anxiety comes from the fear of the unknown and the fear of running out of money, which is it's a very common fear that people have in retirement. What if one of us gets sick? What if inflation stays high? What if the market crashes? These are all what-ifs that people worry about. A powerful way to combat these fears is to face it head-on. You want to work with an advisor to stress test your plan against these very possible scenarios.
And a good financial plan isn't a simple straight-line projection. It uses sophisticated software to simulate thousands of different market outcomes and scenarios. Seeing that your plan can withstand these potential shocks can help provide immense comfort and give you the confidence that your spending plan is resilient.
And that's what we all want. We all want a confident retirement income plan. Well, you're listening to Safe Retirement Solutions Radio. I'm Rod Barowie. Again, very fortunate to have my beautiful wife, Tony, here. My beautiful wife of 43 years. Boy, that time went by quick, didn't it?
That's true.
Yeah, it went by a blink of an eye. God, you know, think about it. We met in 1981.
1981.
Going on 45 years.
Almost 45
Holy
years,
moly,
yeah.
Where'd that time go? But stay tuned. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Carson. A politically divided country, trade war, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, the list goes on. Do you think these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? If you're not prepared, you could be in for a rude awakening. You've saved and grown your money once. You don't want to have to make it again. Just call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shah. With the Safe Retirement Solutions team, Rod and Paresh are published authors and radio hosts right here on WCBM. They can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your whole retirement plan. You want to get a handle on your retirement? If so, you can call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person visit or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120. Or visit them at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't tell me, baby, is this true? Back to Safe Retirement Solutions with Rod Barrowy on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, that's another golden oldie. That was Paul Revere and the Raiders. And Mark Lindsay was the singer. That's like 1965. So we were kids. But
I was definitely a kid.
Well, yeah, I know. But you know what? Remember that show Where the Action Is? No?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Well, I'm a year older than you, so. But, yeah, it was a great show. It was the Paul Revere and the Raiders. Come on, baby, where the action
no.
is. No? Anyway.
I was probably outside playing.
Yeah, I was inside watching TV. Anyway, I'm Rod Barrowy here with my beautiful wife, Toni, talking about retirement income strategies. We were talking about inflation earlier. But let me ask you something. What if it were possible that you could be in control of how much income tax you pay rather than letting the government being in control of how much income tax you pay? Would that be valuable information for you? How about if inflation continues to increase because, well, of all the money printing that they're doing? Are there any strategies that could be employed that would prevent a reduction in your standard of living? Would you want to know about that? Would it even be possible to take advantage of inflation to increase the value of your assets rather than allow your purchasing power to be reduced in retirement? Well, these are some strategies that we can go over with you at Safe Retirement Solutions. Just give us a holler at 410-266-1120. On the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. I got a little bit of a hoarse throat here. Sorry. Today we're discussing retirement strategies that can also include, talk about reframing your mindset in retirement. Even with the right plan, it can be hard to pull the trigger on some purchases that purely might feel like fun. A great psychological trick is to build this into your retirement income plan. Earmark a specific amount of money every year, maybe even in a separate account, as your permission fund. This money is explicitly for your fun stuff, travel, hobbies, spoiling the grandkids, going
Ooh,
to a concert.
I like to do that one.
Yeah, going to a concert. It's going to be your guilt-free money, but you got to condition your mind to that. By formally budgeting for fun, you transform it from a spontaneous, anxiety-inducing decision into a planned activity. You're not being frivolous. You're executing your plan.
And you know that nagging question? Will this pile of money last as long as we need it to? Do you know you can literally test that and have that question addressed? That's where the Safe Retirement Solutions team can help you. The team will help you walk through those questions, make adjustments now, all while striving to build a spending plan that you can feel great about.
Yeah, you can just set up a couple minutes aside for a strategy session with the team here at Safe Retirement Solutions. Give us a call at 410-266-1120. Schedule your in, or go to the website, SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Schedule either an in-person visit in the office, or we do a great Zoom meeting now. So you can do it from the comfort of your home and sit back in your pajamas and we'll discuss your retirement income plans. And if you're just joining us, welcome to Safe Retirement Solutions Radio. Again, I'm Rod Barrowy here with my beautiful wife, Toni, on today's show. And we're going to be talking about some the finances of some wealthy people that some savvy people use today. more specifically, how they think and what they might be doing differently in retirement. Wealthy people, they're a little bit different. They got money. A lot of people don't got money. Confidence leaves clues. If you want to help improve your financial situation, even if you're already a millionaire, it pays to learn from people who are navigating that path before you. So today we're going to be discussing some habits of what we call well-positioned retirees.
And our team at Safe Retirement Solutions focuses on tax-savvy retirement planning, and they can tell you firsthand that the habits of wealthy retirees go far beyond just saving money. They have specific mindsets and strategies. Kiplinger recently published an article on this very topic, highlighting that wealthy retirees often stay invested and get professional advice. We'll explore those ideas and more today. It's about being intentional with your wealth and your life. So here's one we often hear. They say you must be completely debt-free before you retire, no exceptions. Well, is that always true, Rod?
Well, it's a great piece of advice and great piece of conventional wisdom. But it's not a hard and fast rule for everyone. For wealthy retirees, it's less about being debt-free and more about being bad debt-free. They focus on eliminating high-interest credit cards, but they may strategically use low interest rate debt. For example, let's say you got a mortgage, and let's say you got a couple years ago when your mortgage rate was at 3%. Well, think about it. You can most likely earn more than 3% in the market today, and especially over the long term. So paying off that 3% mortgage might not be the most mathematically sound decision you make. It's about understanding there's good debt versus bad debt, and you have to make those strategic choices. There are many traits that can easily be learned by the very wealthy, though, and we're going to go over some of those.
Absolutely. And wealthy people know what they don't know. They don't try to be an expert in everything. They build a team. They typically include a financial advisor, a CPA for tax planning, and an attorney for estate planning. So one of the keys is that they ensure this team communicates and everyone works together.
Absolutely. And we do that at Safe Retirement Solutions with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You know, this financial quarterback approach means that investment decisions are made with tax implications in mind and estate plans that align with your financial plan. It can also prevent costly mistakes that can often happen when advice is given in a silo.
And well-positioned retirees understand that the goal isn't just to preserve your wealth, but to continue growing it to outpace inflation and taxes. They don't panic and pull all their money out of the market when they retire or when things get volatile. They maintain a disciplined, long-term perspective and a diversified portfolio appropriate for their individual goals.
And the wealthy, what we call well-positioned retirees, no, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. They're usually obsessed with tax efficiently. They don't just think about taxes on tax day, April 15th. They make it a year-round focus. This means working with your financial team, like at Safe Retirement Solutions, to strategically time things like income, harvest capital gains to help offset the gains, and potentially executing Roth conversions in low-income years and structure those withdrawals in the most tax-efficient way possible. They view taxes as a manageable expense, not an unavoidable certainty.
And that brings us to our next habit, which is about the mindset toward money. This might surprise you, but many wealthy retirees aren't extravagant spenders. They built their wealth through discipline, and they don't abandon that in their retirement.
Yeah, people that have been thrifty their whole lives are going to stay thrifty in retirement, no matter, even if they're extremely wealthy. They tend to be very thrifty people. However, they also understand that money is a tool to be used for enjoyment and experiences. They create a detailed spending plan that allows them to live the life they want without jeopardizing their long-term security. They give themselves permission on what matters to them, whether it's travel, their hobbies, time with friends and family, because they have a plan that confirms that they can afford it.
And wealthy retirees often have a strong desire to give back, but they do it strategically. They don't just write checks randomly. They identify the causes that they are passionate about and develop a formal charitable giving plan.
Yeah, wealthy people are very charitable usually. You know, it often involves working with your financial team, like at Safe Retirement Solutions. Our team helps you to use tax-savvy giving vehicles, donor-advised funds, qualified charitable distributions, QCDs, from their IRAs. Their giving is usually intentional, impactful, and integrated into their overall financial plan.
And you have to remember that retirement isn't the end of learning. It's the beginning of a new chapter, definitely. And wealthy retirees keep their minds sharp and engaged. They read voraciously, take classes, learn new languages, pick up new skills. They stay curious about the world.
Well, you know, they have to stay active.
Absolutely.
And an active mind is important. Well, you've been listening to Safe Retirement Solutions Radio. I'm Rod Barowie. Again, very fortunate to have my beautiful wife, Toni, here, my beautiful wife of 43 years. But we'll be back next week with a new show. Stay tuned. God bless.
Choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.